60 years ago, a group of women in Casper, whose husbands were always leaving them for long shifts out in the oil patch, got together to commiserate and lunch. The group became known as the GeoWives, Wives of Geologists, and it's celebrating its diamond anniversary this spring. Wyoming Public Radio's Irina Zhurov attended the GeoWives monthly luncheon and has this story.
Betty Faust is one of the charter members of the GeoWives and a Wyoming native who came to Casper in the 1950s.
I had two little girls and a house. I was active in civic things. I was active in politics behind the scenes. I was just a typical, busy, educated housewife.
She says many of the women who arrived in Casper were educated do-gooders, but this group was envisioned as a strictly social club.
We just come and we laugh and we talk and we have fashion shows.
Our conversation is cut short by the beginning of the day's program. Yes, a fashion show. A member who that day is wearing glittery tights invited the designers and young models to entertain the group.
Welcome, welcome. Now, can you hear me?
And Faust is glad, too, because she doesn't really want to be talking to me anyway. She's there to see the girls, as they all call each other.
I'm 93, yes. And I've been a caregiver for my husband for 14 years, and I'm exhausted. I'm just a shadow of myself.
Thank you.
I really am.
But you're still out here.
Yeah, I try.
Why is that important for you?
Oh, I love people, don't you? I'm a people person.
As the fashion show starts up, the women I'm sitting with joke about picking out an outfit for the upcoming dance they're planning with the Wyoming Geological Association. That's the male counterpart to the GeoWives. The clothes, made by a young local designer, sculptural and, well, perhaps a little risque for some of those present. One flowing gown is white and a little see-through.
Very interesting. She said she forgot her slip.
After all, the youngest girls there are in their 50s.
People think, oh, these are women who lunch, you know, they have fashion shows, and they, you know, have a good time.
That's Nimi McConaughey. She arrived in Casper in 1976 from India by way of Singapore, and she hated it. GeoWives helped.
It's a healthier way than hitting the bars, I think. You know, if you can, and it's certainly cheaper than going to a psychiatrist. If you can meet another woman who's got a husband in the field and is alone or has lost her husband or has lived here through boom and bust, what better support can you get from somebody who's been on the same journey?
McConaughey sometimes gets frustrated with the exclusively social aspirations of the club, but she says many of the women who arrived in Casper with their husbands, like she did, without knowing anybody, eventually joined the GeoWives just to have a place to complain and seek solidarity. It's a unique kind of sisterhood. Mary McPherson, who joined GeoWives 3 years ago, agrees.
They all understand about the transferring, the ups and downs, the cyclicity of the industry, the terminology, they understand that. And they've just got really great stories about the old days of being out on the wells and perhaps sleeping in cars, you know, while their husbands are logging well and stuff like that. And so it's really interesting.
Her husband works in the energy industry, but she herself is a geologist too. In that way, she's unique.
I've encountered situations where I've been in small towns working in oil fields and, you know, like been one of the only women that was, you know, was associated with a property or whatever. And women, you know, white spouses of some of my coworkers and stuff, they may have been curious about me. Because, you know, there was a time when I was one of only six women earth scientists in all of Chevron USA. So we were an oddity.
McPherson was only able to join GeoWives once she retired. Tuesday afternoon lunches, after all, aren't ideal for working women. In this way, the group is showing its age. Liz King, who's been a member since 1975, says it's hard to attract young members.
So many of the younger women that come to town are working women. And that's the way our culture has moved.
She says 20 or 30 years ago, membership was over 100. Today, it's closer to 70, but not everyone is very active. But sisterhood isn't about quantity. It's about the strength of the bonds. And everyone agrees, those bonds are as special as the girls who form them. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Irina Zhurov.